Good morning. How are you guys today? Good. All right, I have some goodies for us over here. Can you guys tell me what this is? A bunch of grapes, that's right. And can you tell me what these are? Can y'all see them, Ethan and Ezra?
Raisins.
Can you see what those are?
Raisins,
that's right. Now, can you, I know these are green grapes and these are purple raisins, so you're gonna kinda have to use your imagination a little bit. But can you tell me how these green grapes are connected to these raisins? Because they're not touching each other, are they?
Raisins are made from grapes.
Raisins are made from grapes. Did you know that, Ethan and Ezra?
Yeah.
Yeah? How does a grape turn into a raisin?
It airs out.
It airs out. What does the grape lose for it to turn into a raisin?
It's juice.
It's juice. Very good. Now, think about this for a minute. Imagine that this bunch of grapes is connected to a branch that's connected to a vine that's connected to kind of like a stem that goes into the ground where it grows from. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's grapes grow on a vine. And what do plants have to grow?
Water, sunlight,
fresh air, and soil. Do you guys have any plants at your house that you have to water?
Yeah.
Yep. Now, there's a lot of things that plants need to grow, but probably one of the most important things is the stem that is connected to the branch, that's connected to the vine, that's connected to all the fruit right here. And when the fruit falls off, it dries up. And in this case, the dried up fruit tastes good, but it gets dried up. Raisins really are kind of ugly, aren't they? They're just like little squishy things. Now, in our scripture passage today that Pastor Jim is going to talk about, it talks about God being the branch that gives nutrients to all the vines that this fruit is connected to. What happens, pretend that you are the fruit connect on this vine, because the Bible says that we are like the fruit on the vine, or that we are like the vine and we produce fruit. What happens if we disconnect from God, who is the branch? We get dried up, don't we? When we aren't abiding with God, which abiding means being connected to or spending time with, we dry up. When we're not praying to God often, when we're not reading our Bible, when we're not coming to church, when we're not doing kind things for other people and being, I don't know, obedient in school and following directions and that sort of thing, it's like we're dried up pieces of fruit. So we need to make sure that we stay connected to the branch so we can stay nice and plump and juicy and be filled with God's Spirit in our bodies, just like these good, juicy pieces of fruit. And we don't want to turn into a dried up raisin, do we? Okay, let's pray. Dear God, thank you for giving us life, for being like the sunlight for us and the water for us to help us grow and produce fruit. And we pray, Lord, that we will stay connected to you and that we will abide in you, and that we will stay excited to be your children and bear good fruit to share the good news of your son, Jesus. In Christ's name, amen.